Stonibus Hashem, Hilchos Pasa Bechalav, Shir 25, Simon Tzedek Dalad, Sif Zayin. So let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Boso loiseach shechotchu besakin choy levis, hot meat that was cut with a milk knife, meaning that was used to cut, let's say cheese or butter, kolachaticha asua, the whole piece of meat is aser, im ein bo shishim keneged mokam ha-sakin shechotcha boser. If there's not 60 in the meat against the part of the knife that was used to cut the meat, then the meat is aser. So let's say Shach Sifkat and Chav Zayin. Shach says, "Im ein bo shishim." If it's not 60 against the knife, it's aser. So Shach says, "Va'afel gabdil kam one simin kufei sif dalid." Kosvo hator v'hamachaber. Even though the Torah and the Machaber write in simin kufei, dim nafel isu al chaticha shebekadeva. That if isu falls on a piece of meat in a pot, shuchutz l'roitev, and the piece of meat is above the liquid sagim in a tilo, it's enough to remove in a tilo. The Machaber holds. Anytime there's no rotov, so it has the din of tzli, of roasting. And by roasting, if you roast Isser and Heter together, it only asks in a tila, the width of a thumb. So over here, even though the meat is hot, and I cut it with a milk knife, it should only asks in a tila. Why over here do we say you need 60? Yeshleimer, the shani hacha, over here is different. The agav duchka, the sakina, mispashet pekuloi. Over here, since you have the pressure of the knife, so the pressure of the knife helps the blios spread throughout the piece of meat. Since it's hot, and you have a pressure of the knife, so in combination, it spreads to 60. And this is how it seems from the Beis Yosef and Yosef Ha'atar. So that's one answer. One answer over here, why do you need 60 as opposed to normal roasting, is because you have the pressure of the knife. Another answer. The stam sakin hu balua kam ken misham nunis shal chemo ukahai gavno. Another answer is that most knives, milchak knives, have residue of butter on the knife. Those days they didn't have steel wool or similar, so the knives were generally dirty, had some fatty residue on the knife. So since the knife also has some residue of butter, therefore it asks till 60. Why? Because by roasting, when is it asur natila? Only where it's kachush, where the isur and heter are lean. But where it's fatty, where the isur is fatty, it will spread throughout the piece of meat, and therefore it needs 60. But here, since it has residue of butter on the knife, it spreads till 60. So we see that butter is considered fatty. That's the second answer. Inami mayri shahabasar shamin. Another answer is that we're talking about where the meat is fatty. The meat that's being cut is fatty. Ubedava shamin, kosva haturva machaba sham sifhei. And by something that's fatty, the Torah and the Machaber write, the oiser at shishim, that it spreads until 60. But we'll see over there that if you roast iser and heter together, even if the heter is fatty, according to the Machaber and the Torah, since the heter is fatty, and the iser goes into the heter, it will spread throughout the piece. We see three answers over here why we need 60 against the knife. Either because you have the pressure of the knife, or because the knife has residue of butter on it, and we see the butter is fatty, or because the meat is fatty, and will take the blios to come out of the knife, or the residue that's on the knife, and spread it throughout the piece of meat, even if the residue is not fatty, and therefore I need 60. Then the Shach says, "V'afal gabdel kamon reish simin tzarek vov." Even on the beginning of simin tzarek vov, the Mechaber says, "Im chotak besakan shol iser, oy shol cholov tznon." If you cut a radish which is sharp with a knife of iser or with a milk knife, ain no aser elakadin tila, will only aser the radish and a tila, or the milk blios will only go into the radish and a tila, even though there's a pressure of the knife. So why over there is a natila and over here you need 60? Yeshleimer dohasam leka ela mishum churfa tznon. Over there, together with the pressure of the knife, we only have the sharpness of the tznon, and the combination will only cause it to go in a natila. Even though there's poiskim that we'll see in Simon Tzedek Vav that say that the sharpness of the food is stronger than heat, the poiskim that hold that even if the knife was not used in the last 24 hours, the sharpness of the food will sweeten the blios and cause it to answer the food. Nonetheless, regarding causing the blios to absorb throughout the piece, heat is stronger, and therefore heat, together with the pressure of the knife, will cause the blios to spread throughout the piece of meat. But sharp food, together with the pressure of the knife, will only cause it to spread in a tila. We'll see over there that according to the Ramah, even by a sharp food, l'chatrila, it spreads throughout the whole piece. But according to the Mechaber and Bedieved, according to the Ramah, sharp food together with the pressure of the knife will only cause the blios to spread into a natila of the food. So we see a few important points from this shach. Firstly, we see that the pressure of the knife in combination with heat will cause blios to go throughout the piece, even according to the machaber. We see that butter is fatty, and we see that, and that a knife generally has residue on it, and therefore it's different than other utensils. The next point is, how much of the knife do I have to measure against? So the machaber says the amount of the knife that was used, but the tas and the shach bring the mashal, it says that I have to measure against the whole blade that's outside the handle. I don't need to measure the part that's inside the handle, because, like we said in the beginning of the simen, we don't say chamek sasocham kulo. The heat of the meat won't cause blios from the part that's not used to come out. But I have to estimate any part that I used, and since people don't usually pay attention how much they use, so you have to estimate again the whole blade. The mashal says further that even if a person says, and I know that I only use part of it, since it's something that people don't usually pay attention to, therefore you need 60 against the whole blade. That's the mashal, and it seems that that's how the Taz paskens, because he doesn't argue. The shach says that we should follow the machaber Amar, that if I know how much I used, if I paid attention to how much I used, and I can say I only used part of it, then I only have to measure against that part. But the Prima Gaudim in Sitzi Das brings it to Pritayer, that says the reason over here we're makel is because it's a suffix to a bonon. Since I'm cutting with a knife, I'm cutting meat with a milk knife, and it has a din of tigun, frying, and it goes according to the opinions that we said in the beginning of Basavachol, that frying meat together with milk is only to a bonon, and therefore it's makel. However, if you cut food with an iser knife, since it would be a dairaisa, because the blios get absorbed, so in any case it's dairaisa, so in such a case would we have to be machmer, that's the pritayer, but the maaseh b'im gadim concludes that even by an iser d'rabbanon, for example, basa b'chol, even if you hold a tigun, is d'rabbanon, nonetheless, we should be machmer. The maaseh, the Yehuda says that if you look at the knife and you can see where the knife got dirty, the malayan say that that's the amount that was used. But if you can't tell, you have to estimate against the whole knife. So let's continue the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Avlam eina ben yoimai, if the knife was not used within the last 24 hours, oi men yodea shehu ben yoimai, or if we did not know if it was ben yomo or not, didn't know if it was ben yomo or not, we can say it's not ben yomo, because stam kli eina ben yomo. So if it wasn't ben yomo, eina oiser ela kade klipa. If you cut hot meat with the knife, it will only answer the knife a klipa. So the Taz brings the reason that it answers a klipa, even though the blios in the knife will not aser, because this shamnunis on the knife. Generally, a knife has grease on it. They weren't able to clean the knives very well. So the knife has grease on it, and it will aser a klipa of the meat. The question is, why is klipa enough? Why do we need 60 against the shamnunis on the knife? So let's see the Taz Sifkat Yud Gimel. Start a few lines in, and the machon, in the middle of the narrow lines, starting v'koshe. The Taz says, v'koshe. The mashmalchu with the bereisha b'yeshishim neged makom asakin loytzarach klipa in yeshishim. We can infer from the Shulchan Aruch that in the case where the knife was benyomo and you have 60, you don't need a klipa. If you have 60, the meat is mutter. V'lamatzarach kan klipa im yeshishim neged oisei shamnunis shal asakin. If I have 60 against the residue that's on the knife, so it should be mutter. V'i ein shishim negdoi, and if there's not 60 in the meat against the shamnunis on the knife, mamahane klipa. Why does klipa help? The hamoil chatam bekulei, kamoil bereisha. Since the meat is hot, it should spread the taste throughout the meat. And if there's not 60, it should be aser. So in short, the question is, if there's 60, it's mutter. If there's not 60, what does it help a klipa? Why is this different than the ratio of it? In the ratio, we need 60, and over here, a klipa. What's the difference if it's benyomo or not? We should still have to worry about the shamnunis on the knife. So the test says, Umori chomizal, my word father-in-law, the Bach Kosev, writes, the Mayri Be'ein Boi Shishim. We're talking about a case where there's not 60 against the Shemnunis on the knife. Vafilu Hachi Eina Oisra Rakade Klipa. And nonetheless, it only asks a Klipa. Kivan De Iser Muatu. Since there's only a little bit of Iser. Bach is saying that a little bit of Shemnunis that's on the knife will only spread into a Klipa. Umaisi Rayim Perakates Etzolin. And it brings a proof from the 7th parak of Pesachim. Pesachas HaPesach B'Shemen Shel Truma. Where you smear the Korban Pesach with oil of Truma. Now you have a problem for someone who's not a kohen to eat the korban. So the Gemara says, "Tasage b'klipa." You remove a klipa of the meat, give that to the kohen, and the rest Yisrael could eat. The parach sham, kibun de tatoi govar, akulei aser. So the Gemara asks over there, since tatoi govar, you spread it on hot meat, and the meat is hot, so it should spread into the whole piece of meat. Mashani shani sichab de mashu ba'almahi. The Gemara answers that shmearing is only a mashu, only a tiny bit, and therefore all you need is a klipa. So the Bach learns from here that any time you have only a little bit of Isser, it will only spread into a klipa. So the Taz says with Dvarav Tmoi, the Kivan Doha Isser mispashit bekulai, that the Isser should spread through the whole piece, the Doha Kli Rishono. The meat is being roasted on the fire, so it's a Kli Rishon, so it should spread through the whole piece. Why do we say it only spreads a drop? The Ein Shishim Vade Lav Isser Mashu. And if it's not 60, since it obviously wasn't only a drop, it'll go to the Fi Erech HaBosar Shenasar, Mimenu, Jain Bei Shishim. In relation to the piece that it asserts, it's more than 1/60. In other words, the Taz is arguing on the Bach. The Bach seems to say that if it's only a mashu, if it's only a little bit on the knife, by a mashu we say it only spreads a klipa. The Taz says no, that since it's in a kli rishon, it should spread throughout the piece. What's the difference if it's a mashu or not? If there's enough to asser, it should asser. So the Taz continues by the gimel of the Nekudas HaKesef. If a proof from the Rashi turns a bais, v'zel sheni. Rav Yehuda, Rashi says, and you should know the kol sheyesh li papua shenafal lemakam yehuda menachaticha. Anything that spreads and you know where it fell on the piece, she'afal pi sheyesh shishim levatel ha'iser, so achlitel es mekaymoy. The Rashi says that even if there is 60, you still have to take off an atila from where the iser fell. This is what's known as nisrach. We say that even though it spreads throughout the piece, the first natila that it falls on, it will go in stronger, and it won't be bottled in the rest of the piece. That if some of the juice of the Korban Pesach bridges to the walls of the oven, which is usually cheres, and then that drop bridges back onto the piece of meat, you have to take off an atila. He's talking about Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach, the din is has to be roasted. So if some of the juice lands on the oven and then comes back onto the piece of meat, this little bit is of liquid will cook the meat, and therefore you have to take off an atila where it's pushed back onto the meat. Akan l'shenis, that's the Rashba. Because of Shom Hu Atzmai, B'mishmeres HaBayis, the Rashba writes in B'mishmeres HaBayis, the Hode Eina Oisu Kuloi, why doesn't this drop answer the whole meat? B'shem Danatifa Dova Muatu, since it's only a little bit, it won't answer the whole piece of meat. So the Taz says, Shema Mino, Shem Ein Bo Shishim Neged HaTipa, Neser HaKol. We see from here that the only reason it doesn't answer is because there's only a little bit and it's not enough to answer the whole piece of meat. But if there wouldn't be Shishim against the drop, it would answer the whole piece of meat. Afo Pisho Yisr Mort, even if the Yisr is a little bit. Ela Poshetu Devada Yesh Shishim Neged HaYisr. So it's Poshet that the reason it's Mutter is because there's 60 against the Yisr. Oy Bechuma Echad Omea. Or Bechuma, which you need, 100 times the truma. So you have 100 in the piece of meat against a little bit of oil that was spread onto the Korban Pesach. As a side point, you only need 100 by truma, by min b'mino, not by min b'ein amino. So in the case that the Taz is talking about, where you smeared oil onto the meat, it's min b'ein amino, you should only need 60. We'll leave that as a question. But, la'maisa, what the Taz is saying, that there's no such thing that the adava muat only spreads to a klipa. In all cases, you need 60 against it. Except that you also have to take off an atila because of nisrach. So the question is, why over here in the ratio do you need shishim in the sefer klipa? Taz says, the ratio that have a isur mishum plate sasakin, that in the ratio with the isur is because of the blios that are in the knife, puts rechleimer do isur at shishim. The mechaber has to say that it answers up to 60. Aval besefer she'en ben yoymai, but in the sefer where the knife is not ben yomo, mutter mitzad sasakin, as far as in the blios in the knife, it's mutter. The only reason it's usher is because of the little bit of grease on the knife. And that's a little bit. And there's 60 in the klipa against the little bit that's on the knife. Therefore, he doesn't have to mention 60. Since you anyway have to take off a klipa. Since in all cases you have to take off a klipa because of nisrach. And the ratio as well, where you have 60, still you need a klipa. B'makom nefilas ha'iser, like it says on the side, k'may b'makom nefilas ha'iser mort b'tzlit. Just like where a little bit of iser falls on something being roasted, shama iser al kaponim yoyser davok b'nisrach misham koymis. Was a place of contact will cling more than the places inside the meat. Al kain tzarach l'klif ha'makom ahu, and therefore you have to take off a klipa. So the Taz is saying that in the sefer, in our case, that all there is shamnunis on the knife. So in the drop of shamnunis that's on the knife, there's enough in the klipa to have 60 against it. And therefore all you need is a klipa. But in the ratio, where there's also the blios of knife coming out, so you need 60, and you also need a klipa. And from here the Rashba learns to all things being roasted, shenafal alav isim, what? That a little bit of isim falls on it, shetoch shishim agam klipa, that you need 60 and a klipa. V'chein kosef lehadju, but Mordechai said, perkot anashe b'hi, the Pesach shetoch klipa, afilo b'yisim mishishim. Mordechai says over there that by a korban Pesach, where a drop of juice falls back on the korban Pesach, that you need klipa, even if it's more than 60. V'chein kosef haran, repay kol habasar, v'chein pasuk mishulchan aruch, simon kufay, sifhei, and therefore the Ben Peretz says you need a klipah. He's going also on the Resha, where you have 60, you still need a klipah. He divided it into two cases to tell you that where the knife is not benyomo, you don't need 60 against the knife, ela neged hashamnunis, shebe'ein pshita sheyesh shishim. And against the shamnunis, it's on the knife, you certainly have 60. Well, Yehutsu chalaskiwa, he doesn't have to mention it. V'sayim abaklipa boy atravayu. And when he says that you need a klipa, he's going on both the resha and the sefer. Both the cases, it's a benyoma knife or any benyoma knife. V'ashalchan aruch shehitik v'sefer, eni oisu lagadei klipa, gam ken eskabin lanseh. And the besyosef that brings that you need a klipa and the sefer, it also means that it's going also on the resha where you have 60. We'll leave the rest of the taz. Now the Shach and Sifkot and Choftes, first he says that the reason it's also, if it's in a Benyomi, it's because of the Shemnunitz on the knife. And he seems to say, like the Bach, that the Shemnunitz on the knife, since it's only a little bit, will only ask for a klipa, not like the Taz. Then he asks from Simon Tzadigvav. Let's see that part of the Shach inside. We'll start from about half of the way through, in the Machon, by the Yudalad of the Imribina. So the Shach says, Va'afal Gabdel Kamon, Reish Simon Tzadigvav, Gabitz Noin, Mashma, the Shach asks from Simon Tzadigvav that over there, if you cut a radish with an Eina Benyomo knife, which is dirty, it asks a natila, because by its known, since it's sharp, the blias will go in a natila. So why over there is it a natila and over here by heat, we say it only goes in a klipa? Shach answers, Yesh Loima, we can say, the Hosam Agav Chorfed its known, V'duchka disakina, over there, because of the sharpness of the stone and the pressure of the knife, mashvi l'mashu beklipas hasakin benyomo. It makes the blios in the klipa of the knife as if it's a benyomo. It sweetens the blios in the klipa of the knife. So Shach says, V'af agav do'imed hashto besvora do'loy amrinin d'churfi mashvi le benyomoi. Even though when the Machaber says that a dirty knife will asu natila, he's not going according to those that say that sharp foods can sweeten blios. We'll see in Simon Tzadigvav that there's a machlekes if sharp foods can sweeten Eina Benyomo blios. So the Machaber brings two opinions, and over here in the opinion is that it's also natila. If it's dirty, it's going in the opinion that if it's Eina Benyomo, it's mutter, because only if it's dirty, it's aser. But if it's Eina Benyomo, the blios will be nice in time of gam. He doesn't hold that something chorif can sweeten the blios. The Homa Haitaima, Kishuhu Eina Benyomo, Umakunach Eina Oisuklau. And therefore, if it's in a benyomo and it's clean, according to this opinion, he holds it doesn't aser at all. So why do the blias and the klipa of the knife aser? So the Shach says, "Hainu deloy mashvi lekol pleitas hasakan benyomo." And according to this opinion, we're saying that a davachorif will not sweeten all the blios in the knife. Avol mashvi beklipas hasakan mashvi le benyomo. But what's in the klipa of the knife, it will give it a din of a benyomo. It will sweeten the blios in the klipa of the knife and give it a din of benyomo. Shach is saying a big chiddush over here, that even according to the opinions over there that say that a davar chorif will not sweeten the blios in a kli, but when cutting with a knife, the blios from the klipa of the knife will become as if they're benyomo, they'll sweeten those blios, and therefore those blios can aser. So now, question is, what happens if it's clean? If it's clean, you also have the blios of the knife. The blios from the klipa of the knife should aser. The Shach says, v'yihavi mekunach lo yihavi tzorach afilu klipa. If it's clean, you don't need a klipa. Ela hadocha, only to wash it. Why? Demashe beklipa sasak and davar muatu. Because the blios and the klipa of the knife are only a small amount, and they won't aser. But in the case of a dirty knife, mitztaref mashu beklipas hasakin or mashu al panei hasakin va'oisu kedei natila. In combination of the blios in the klipa of the knife and the shamnunis that's on the surface of the knife, together it can aser a klipa. So that's the chiddush of the Shach, that the reason over there it's aser a natila by davar chorif is because we have the chiddush that the blios and the klipa of the knife will become benyomo, but it will only aser in combination with the shamnunis on the knife. In combination of the shamnunis and the knife will aser. Even according to the opinions that do not hold of machali l'shvach, that any benyomo will sweeten all the blios in the kli, but when you're cutting with a knife, the klipa of the knife can aser, and if it's dirty, there's enough to aser, and it will aser a natila of the snon. So the Shach says, "Aval i'efshar loymer da'agav churfei detznoyin mispashet tvei." But we can't say that the reason over there is asas and atila, and over here only a klipa, is because since it's a davar churf, it spreads more than by heat. For oiser yoisu megade klipa al kaden atila, and will asar more than a klipa, or even asar an atila. We can't say that. Why? The ha adaraba ibchahavi. Because we see the opposite. The hecha the chotach b'tsaken ben yomo baser oiser atishim. Where I cut with a ben yomo knife, something that's hot, it asers till 60, it spreads throughout the whole piece. Oh, but snoin sage ben atila. And by a snoin, a davar chorif, even if it's a ben yomo knife, you only need a atila. Shema mina, the b'rei seach mespashet tfei. So we see that by heat, it spreads further than by a davar chorif. So I can't say that the reason that it's aser atila by the shemnunis on the knife is because it spreads more than by heat. And you can't say the niflat sakin. So what can you possibly say? That the bleos that come out of the knife spread more by heat, by meat that's hot, than a davar chorif. And what's on the surface of the knife will spread more by a radish. Right? What can you possibly say? That it's known a banyoma knife, the bleos that are in the knife only go in a tila. But by heat, it goes to 60. And by ena ben yom knife, the chemnunis, by its known, goes into a natila. And by meat, only a klipa. So what can you say? That maybe that the bleos in the knife will spread more by heat. And the chemnunis on the knife spread more by chorif. He says it's forced to say such a thing. The maishnah, because what's the difference? If bleos spreads, it spreads. If it doesn't spread, it doesn't spread. We can say that by chorif, chemnunis spreads more. And by heat, the bleos in the knife spread more. Elavadi kadamon. Therefore, we have to say, like we said before, that the reason by tznon it spreads in a tila is because the bleos and the klipa of the knife will have the din of a banyomo, and in combination with the shemnunis on the knife, it will also in a tila. That's the shach. Over the Taz, in the beginning of Siman Tzarek Vav, in Sifkot Na'alef, asks the same question as the shach, and he answers simply that since over here, the only reason we need a klipa is because of nisrach, because anyway, as we saw in the Taz, you need 60 against either the bleos of the knife if it's benyomo, or just the shemnunis on the surface if it's any benyomo. And the only reason I need a klipa is because of nisrach. So he says, by nisrach, we can be more meikel and only ask it's a klipa. However, by tznon, we say that it only spreads up to a netila, and therefore only netila is aser. That is basically the machaber. Now, let's see the Ramah. Ramah says, b'chol ze b'boser v'seach b'kli rishon. This whole din of a knife aser in a meat kuloi is only when you're cutting hot meat that's still in the original pot, the klibishon, the pot that was on the fire, even if it's now off the fire. But so long as it's in the original pot, it has a din of a klibishon. V'oz im ha'sakan ben yoyme, and in such a case, if the knife was used in the last 24 hours, v'ein shishon b'basar neged ha'sakan hakol asur, and it's not 60 in the meat against the knife, everything's asur. V'af ha'sakan tzor ha'gola, and the knife as well needs ha'gola. You have to hakachu it by putting it in boiling water. Aval im hu kli sheni, if the meat is now in a kli sheni, it was taken out of the pot and put into a different utensil, habosar tzorach klipa. You have to take off a klipa of the meat, v'hasakan itza bakarka. And all you have to do by this knife is stick it into hard ground, which we've said previously is the old day steel wool. It scrapes off the shamnunis, it scrapes off the dirt, so you have to scrape off the dirt from the knife. But you don't have to do hagala because it doesn't get absorbed into the knife itself. And the meat, you only need a klipa because of the shemnunis on the knife. However, Rabbi Kaveger points out that if I knew that the knife was clean, then the meat is completely mutter. The only problem over here is the shemnunis on the knife. Since it's a klisheni, we say that the bleos won't come out. All we're worried about is the dirt on the knife. And therefore, all you need is a klipa. And this is the minik. Afilu in a sakan ben yoyme, and even if the sakan was not used in the last 24 hours, yishluk lef abosu ma'at, mishum shemnunis ha-sakan. You still have to take off a klipa because of the shemnunis that's on the knife. That's the Ramah. Now let's see the Taz, Sifkot Yudalad, which discusses the concept of davar gush. Since the meat is solid, do we say that it retains the din of a kli rishon? So let's see inside. V'chol zeh b'bosu v'seach, b'toris chatos kosov gam ken ochi. And Toschatas, he also says that it's only also by Kli Rishon, v'timhani, and I have a question. Shaharav Ramah rogel lahavi ha'isra v'hetar aruch. The Ramah usually brings the isra v'hetar aruch v'chol makomets in all places. V'kan lo hevi dvor v'masha kosav b'chal lamed vov v'zeh le'isur. And over here he doesn't bring the isur v'hato orach who holds that it's asur. Because the isur v'hato orach says, im chotach v'boso v'seach sh'yatzol ledes boy, that if you cut hot meat which was yatzol ledes, sh'nechtach b'sakin shel cholov, that was caught with a knife that was used for milk, shu'ben yomim matashim sh'seach, it was used for hot milk within the last 24 hours, because of the pressure of the knife, the blios from the knife will get absorbed into the whole piece of meat, and in 60 against the blade. And he says that's by all pieces of meat, not necessarily a kli rishon. And you can't compare it to a kli sheni, that it's mortar, at least by the yavid, the bedava yovish, leka tfanis hamakaris. Because by a dry food, it does not have the walls of the pot to cool it off. Mavashal Mia calls Mancha Yatzel lettuce boy, and it will cook so long as it retains the heat of Yatzel lettuce boy. Vim ain shishim, habasa asa, if it's not 60, the basa is asa, afilu bahano. You can't even have a no because it's isu basa bachal, which is asa bahano. Or with klisheni, ikut doifne hakli shemetzan, no iso iso, kol sho. By klisheni, the reason it's mutu is because you have the walls of the kli that are cooling it off. Bafal gab, the enkan gam doifne hakli rishon shemach, se gloi hachamimus, zman oroch. Even though you don't have the walls of the original pot to keep the heat for a long time, it still, nonetheless, it gets absorbed. So, because you don't have the klisheni to cool it off, since it's a dry food, meaning it's a salad, so it doesn't take the shape of the pot, so the pot won't cool it off. Ad kan lashoni, that's isur v'hato'och. So the Taz says, Abei lefanenu, the gam im munach habasar ha'seach al ha'teller, even if the meat is on a plate, Machmer by the Esser Gamma Bosser. He is Machmer to Asser the meat. Vaino calls Machu, we say a harbe. So long as it's very hot, it's still Yatzel lettuce ball. Acha Shabom and a Kli Rishon, since it comes from a Kli Rishon. And it's a Davi Yovich, it's a salad. It's still Asser Bekuloi. It still has a dinner of a Kli Rishon, and therefore it's Asser. So we see that the Isser Vahetar Oroch is not like to a says that by a Kli Sheni the meat is mortar. And we see from the Isser Vahetar Oroch that by a salad it's Asser, even if it's in a Kli Sheni. These are also the words of the Marshal. That the only time we say a kli sheni is mutter is by water or liquid. Water or roitiv, any liquid. That it gets mixed up right away and cools off fast. Means it fills up the pot and the pot will cool it off. But not by pieces of meat or fish, v'chol dover shu gush, or anything that's a salad, the kol zman she yatzel lettuce boy, because by a salad, so long as it's yatzel lettuce boy, oimed b'chamim mimusoy, it retains its heat, or mafel to mavliya shaper, and will absorb and give off blios. So the Mishal says, v'mishum hachi nire, and from this we see, the doichem v'oiviz, rice and millet, machlekes rash and tesis and brachas, which is which, we'll just use rice as the example, gam ken achosh in es aru, if I take rice and I pour it in from the pot that was being cooked into a plate, calls mancha yad so lettuce bowl, so long as the rice is yad so lettuce bowl, hem ka kli rishon, as a din of a kli rishon, v'nafka mina, and what would be the ramification? Lin the basa b'cholav, by basa b'cholav, the ramification would be, shimakaf ben yomim mi basa, if I used a spoon that was used for meat in the last 24 hours, v'had doichen balua m'cholav, and the rice has milk blios absorbed in it, oy, Ipcha, or vice versa, the rice has meat blios and the spoon with moz melchiks. Neser ha-meichel, mishum basa b'cholav. The food is also because of basa b'cholav. If I stir it with a spoon, the blios from the spoon will go out and go into the rice, and now the rice has basa b'cholav blios, and it will be aser, v'gam neser ha-kaf, and the spoon will also be aser because it absorbs from the rice. V'aser achach ha-kadeo, acheres, and I will aser another pot, emtach v'lesoichai. If I put this hot rice into another pot, it will aser the pot, it will aser the plate that it's on. That's one ramification by Basa B'cholav. Inami, another ramification, im ha-kaf shel iser. If his kaf was used for iser, neser ha-doichen, iblias iser, the rice will become aser from the blias from the kli, she-kli oiser dover achar afilo b'li roitiv. Because a kli can aser something else even if it is now liquid. Rav Adin is in Kufay, that blios do not come out without liquid. So, if that's the case, the spoon shouldn't aser the rice since there's no liquid. It's a Davagush, but we'll see over there in Sif Zayin that blios will come out of a kli even without liquid. So over here, the blios will come out of the kli and aser the rice, because you don't need liquid to remove blios from a kli. However, if the rice was usher, and I put a kosher spoon into the rice, the spoon will not absorb from the rice. Since there's no liquid, the blios will not come out of the rice and usher the spoon. Since the meichel only has blios of iser, it's not iser itself, and so in order to remove blios, we need liquid, and over here, since it's dry, it won't come out, and the spoon will be mutter. And certainly if the meichel has blios of milk or of meat, and the spoon, let's say, was parv, we say that the spoon does not have the din of the rice. If let's say there was milk blios in the rice, it will not go into the spoon since there's no rotav, and therefore will not give the spoon the din of a milk in order to answer something else. It's not any worse than Isser. Just like Isser, we said that the blios that are absorbed in the rice won't come out to answer the spoon. So certainly, if there's blios of milk or meat in the rice, it won't come out and answer the spoon because there's no rotav. But Lemaisa, we see from the Rashal that a davar gush can answer, except in the case where we need rotav. In such a case, the blios won't come out. However, what needs explanation over here is the first case of the Mashal. The Mashal brought the case that if the rice, for example, had blios of milk, and the spoon was used for meat, the meat blios from the spoon will go into the rice, and then the rice will answer the spoon and the kli. So if there's no rotav, how do the blios from the rice, which now has basar b'chol of blios and its aser, how do those blios come out to aser the spoon? If we say ein blios yotzei b'li rotav, the blios of basar b'chol in the rice should not aser the spoon. So the Chavastas explains as follows. He says that the Mashal holds 2 points. First of all, the rice has a din of habami basar b'chol. The rice has basar b'chol absorbed into it. It's not actual basar b'chol. It's blios of basar b'chol absorbed into it. So the rice now has a din of habami basar b'chol. So we have to say that firstly, the Mashal holds that habami basar b'chalav has a din of basar b'chalav, that would give the rice a din of basar b'chalav. And now that the rice has a din of basar b'chalav, we can say that he holds like the Shach in Semen Kufayis, Sifkot in Yud Zayin, that holds that by basar b'chalav, even if we completely separate the meat and milk, the example over there is that you roast meat which has milk absorbed into it with another piece of meat. So by roasting, since there's no liquid, we say that only the meat goes across, not the blios of milk. And the Shach says that the other piece of meat is aser. Even though only meat is going across, since it's basar b'chalav, even if we can completely separate the milk, it's still aser. So over here as well, even though the basar b'chalav blios in the rice will not come out, since the taste of the rice will go into the spoon, and it has a din of basar b'chalav, therefore will aser the spoon. So that's how the Chav Stas explains the Mashal. That he holds a bomb of basar b'chalav has a din of basar b'chalav, and he holds that by basar b'chalav, even if we completely separate the basar b'chalav, or in our case, we completely separate the food from the basar b'chalav, it will still be asr. The problem with this is that the Taz in Simen Kufhei Sikot Nyud Gimel brings that the Mashal holds that if we completely separate the basar b'chalav, it's mortar. And on the first point, that a bomb of basar b'chalav has a din of basar b'chalav, over here in the Shach, in Sifkot Chaf Beis, at the end, he says, from that Goyis Marshal, that Abom and Basar B'chalav does not have a din of Basar B'chalav, has a din of Shari Surim. So therefore, both points that the Chavastah says to explain the Mashal, we say that the Mashal does not hold of. So therefore, it's a big question on the Mashal to explain why the rice, which now has blios of Basar B'chalav, will answer the spoon and the plate. We'll leave it as a question. So let's see the rest of the Taz. On the second wide line in the Machon, Ubedarki Moshe Simon Kufei, Mevi Divir Rashal Elu, the Dekar Moshe brings the Mashal, V'choylok alav in Argus. V'kosev shenirule in Naim, he says that we can see, She'voitev v'seches machzekes yoysir choyim min basur v'dova av. That hot liquid keeps heat more than meat and something thick, meaning a salad. V'li nireh, so the Taz says, it seems to me, she'ein mayim is it. There's no proof from the fact that we see that liquid stays hot longer. The kan go atvei, because over here it's worse, she'yeshtuch v'zisachkino. Since you have the pressure of the knife, the pressure of the knife, in combination with the fact that it's a davar gush, will take out the blios. And you can compare it to a radish, the reish simen, tzadik vav, the asrin alei, benes and tam. Simen tzadik vav, we see that, the davar chorv, together with duchka sakina, it's aser. We see that duchka sakina helps transfer blios. And over here, since we have heat of davar gush, in combination with the pressure of the knife, will also take out the blios from the knife. I have a proof from the words of Rabbeinu Peretz in the Torah. He writes, "Yesh roitzim lahater baser reseach shechotcho besakim chay leves." There are those that want to permit hot meat that was caught with a knife used for milk, al yedei klipa, removing a klipa, meaning that you don't need shishin. Kedamrina gabe besach shchita. Just like we find that the place of the shchita, if the animal was shechted with an aser knife, you can just take off a klipa. So here too, they want to say that you can take off a klipa. So the Taz says, the imay would be kli rishon. If we're talking about a kli rishon, mi hu ze asher voitzel lahakol be kli rishon. If we're talking about a piece of meat in a kli rishon, who is the one that would be making on a kli rishon because they're klipa? Who's going to be making on a kli rishon? Then a klipa is enough. The ib kli rishon sagi be klipa, because if you say then a kli rishon and klipa is enough, heich timtza bo oilam leaser kulay benayis and tam. How do you ever have a case that it's aser benayis and tam? Ela pashut the bekli sheni mayri. So we see that Rabbeinu Peretz that brings those that are mekal to take off a klipa is talking about a kli sheni. V'afilu hachi machmer by lahatzrach shishim. Nonetheless, he himself holds that he needs 60, not like that opinion. Kivin she yetzel lettuce boy. Since the meat is yetzel lettuce. V'im lav kol achtich asura. But if it's not 60, the whole piece is asur. So we see that Rabbeinu Peretz is talking about a kli sheni, and it has to be because it is a davar gush. We have a proof against the Ramah. That when you cut a hot piece of meat with a mochak's knife in a kli sheni, when the meat was yetzel lettuce, the second is osur. That boser maflut boy, because the meat blios will go into the knife. Aval ein ha boser neser, but the boser will not become osur. It will not take out the plias from the knife. She'en koyach b'choyim de kli sheni, because the heat of kli sheni is not hot enough. Shlahaflet habalua b'saken ulahavliya b'boser, to take out the plias from the knife and absorb it into the meat. You see that the Bach has an in-between opinion that plias will go into the knife, but will not come out of the knife and aser the meat. Lafi hanirul ani isdaiti, the Taz concludes that it seems, to my humble opinion, yishlahachmer v'makom sheish tuchko d'sakina, that where we have the pressure of a knife, it's aser, like the mashal, aval be'en dochko de sakino, kahi de tochav kaf, shezocha mashal. However, we don't have the pressure of the knife, like the example of the spoon used to mix the rice that the mashal mentioned, bezeh yesh lahokal kadas ramo. In such a case, it can be makel like the ramo. So in summary, we have the opinion of the mashal that says in all cases, davar gush is aser. The ramo matches all cases davar gush. The Bach has this in-between opinion that the meat will aser the knife, but the knife won't aser the meat. And the Taz concludes that where we have pressure of the knife, he's machmer like the mashal, that everything's aser. The knife will aser the meat, it means it will aser the knife. But where there's no pressure of the knife, then everything's mutter. And all we need is a klipa because of the shamnunas on the knife. That's the Taz. One more point on this sif, it's a tashach, sifkot lamad aleph. He asks, why does Ramos only say that the second is a gola by a benyomo? Even if the knife is in a benyomo, if the meat is hot, it should aser the knife. The answer is because me'ikra din, we learned that if an ena benyomo utensil absorbs the opposite min, you can use it for things other than meat and milk. That's what the shach says over here. But as we learned in Siman Tzedek Gimel, Sifkot Gimel in the shach, that the minig is that even if a utensil that was ena benyomo absorbed from the opposite min, you should not use it for other things as well. Not only shouldn't you use it for meat and milk, you shouldn't use it even for other foods. That's Sif Zayin. Now, Sif Ches is based on a Rabbeinu Yeruchim brought in the Beis Yosef, and there are three ways to learn the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. In the older Shiurim, we only brought two ways to learn. Starting edition 5.2, we brought three ways. For those who have the older editions, you can write to me, yosef@shmaisrael.com, and I will send you the latest edition. Now, let's say the Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside, and the Beis Yosef. It's important to pay attention to every word to understand what's exactly the case. So the Beis Yosef says, Kosev Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Maisa Hoyo, Benofal Trechtano Shel Panadas Gvina. There was a story that Gvina fell into a Tano Shel Panadas. Now firstly, Tano Shel Panadas in this case, all the Achronim explain it, was like a type of plate that they used to cook the Panadas in. Panadas is some sort of meat pie. Someone found a picture online of a Panadas, which seems to be the same Panadas as Chazal are learning here. If you want, I can send it to you. But in any case, it's from the words we see here that cheese fell onto this plate, or perhaps a mold, that the panadas was baked in. Now, was the meat panatis in the bowl at the time or not? That we'll see is machlokas shachantanis. V'hitu ri ha-panatis be-klipa, l'hasar mi-halea. The ri said all you have to do is take off a klipa, remove a klipa from the panatis. Now, from the fact that it says you can just remove a klipa from the panatis, seems to tell us that we're talking about where there is panatis in the kli. You can take a klipa off the meat panatis, and then the rest is mutter. If we're talking about that there was no panatis in the kli, so it's hard to say that it means that you have to remove a klipa of the kli. Right, kli cheris is certainly impossible to break the kli. It's only by wood that you can perhaps take off a klipa. So therefore, it's hard to say that he's talking about the kli. Then he says, "Vafilu shekvino lacha." Even if the cheese is wet, it's still only also a klipa. It will only go into the panatis a klipa. She'en derech kvina likanis kol kach ad kan l'shoni. Because cheese doesn't spread so far. We'll see, again, according to Machlokes Shachantaz, whether this is a din exclusive to cheese, or the Rabbi Yerucham is just telling us that cheese is kochush, and kochush only goes in a klipa. So then the Beis Yosef says, v'nireh, d'loy domi l'basu v'seach, cannot compare this to hot meat, shachotchu b'sakin chelevis, that was cut with a milk knife that we learned in the last sif, the asur of Harav Rabbeinu Peretz, that Rabbeinu Peretz asked shishim, he needs 60 against the knife, the asim shani, of there is different, the agav duchko, the sakina, because of the pressure of the knife, mivla bala, it spreads into the meat, inami hasam hainu taima, another reason that over there is different, because the reason over there it's asur, mishum, the sakin pa'amim shashum on kawash olel, because the knife many times has shamnunis, grease on it, ve'ena nigger, you can't tell, ukushachaitach vayi habitam, habamana mamish, and when I cut with it, it's blios of amoshos, and therefore it spreads. Masha enkein bakairo. However, by a plate, it's only blios, and therefore it won't spread. So from here, at the end of the Beis Yosef, it seems to be that we're talking about blios from a plate. Then the Beis Yosef says that we can learn from this case to a case of cheese falling into a meat plate, and also it's only also a klipa. So we also have to understand what's the chiddush of the second din. So now let's see the halacha, and we'll see how exactly to explain this Rabbeinu Yerucham. So the Machaber says, in Nofel, Latano panadis gvina, if cheese fell into a tano panadis, afilu lacha, even if it's wet, rechen gvina chamo, or hot cheese, bakaris basar, basyem, that fell into a benyoma meat plate, and also a klipa, it's only also a klipa. So on the first din, the Taz says, in Sifkot Tesvav, perish, kairish al basar, cheese fell into a plate of meat, the hainu shal oisim bo meichel shal basar hanikwa panadis, that cheese fell into a plate that's used to cook meat panadis. So the Mishpatisov has two ways to explain the Taz. At first he says, let's just see the first few lines inside. Pirush karish basar, dahenu sho'isim bo meichel basar shenikru panadis, Taz, brings the Taz. Then he says, l'chuva yo'imar, the gvina nofal al karish basar sho'isim bo panadis, that cheese fell on the utensil that's used to make panadis. V'lo hoya panadis shom, and there was no panadis there. Rak le'inyan le'esar ha'kairu ko'omar. And what the Rabbeinu Yerucham is telling us is that a klipa of the kaira is aster. And the second din that the Machaber brings, that hot cheese fell onto a meat plate, he is the exact same din. So what is he adding? Mishpatisov says, that both the plate and the cheese, it's only also a klipa. First he says that the cheese only asks the plate a klipa, and then from the second then we learn that the plate only asks the cheese a klipa. Then the Mishpatisov asks what we said before, that from the Rabbeinu Yerucham it seems that there was actual meat panatis in the kli. Because by klicheres you can't take off a klipa. And to remove a klipa usually means by food. So then the Mishpatisov goes with the explanation of the shach, that there's actual panatis in the kli, that which we'll see soon. But towards the end, starting with Hine, he explains the Taz a different way. He says that the Taz learns that first cheese fell into the kli of the panatis. Now, the kli of the panatis is aser, and then some panatis was put into the kli. So this panatis is only also a klipa, since there's only blios of cheese in the kli, and cheese is kochush, therefore it will only aser the panatis a klipa. So the Machaber understands that there's no actual difference between cheese and any other food. Any food that's kochush, that's absorbed in a kli, will only aser something that touched it a klipa. Even though usually becham becham we need an atila, two things that I had to touch, we need an atila over here, but something that's absorbed in a kli, if it's kochush, it will only aser something that touched it a klipa. We find this concept and two other places. We've learned this in Hilchos Malicha and Siman Samach Tes, Sifkot Samach Dalid, that a kli that was used for Malicha, if it's hot, will only last for something dry, a klipa. And this is also brought in Tavuvis and Siman Kufei and the Shach Sifkot Chav Gimel. So since we see that kochosh blios will only answer a klipa, so if we have meat blios, which are kochosh in a pot, and then cheese falls in, the cheese will also only be answer a klipa. That's the two ways to understand the Taz. Third way to learn over here is the Shach. The Shach learns that there was actual panatis in the kli, and some cheese fell on the panatis. And still, the panatis is only answer a klipa. Shach learns that cheese has a special property, that it doesn't spread, and only goes in a klipa. And when the Beis Yosef asks, from the case of meat cut with a milk knife, and answers that over there, there's mamashas, but over here is different, because it's a ka'ira, mash'inkin b'ka'ira, we have to say he means the panatis in the ka'ira, that since cheese is a kachosh, it only spreads a klipa. But this is a little bit of a doichek, because what's the reason to differentiate between this case and other cases? Not because there's no ba'in, but because gvin is kachosh. And the Beis Yosef says that over there there's shamnunis, and over here it's a kaira. But that's how the Shach learns that the difference between our case and a knife is that by a knife there's shamnunis, meaning not that it's ba'in, rather it's fatty. But by us, mashinkan b'kaira means that by us that there's actual panatis in the kli, and it means that the panatis in the kli is not shamein, it's kochosh. So those are the three ways to learn the first case in the Mechaber. Number one, that cheese fell into the kli of a panatis, and the Mechaber is telling us that the klipa of a kli is aser. The second way, which is how the Mishnah Zohar at the end learns the Taz, that cheese fell into a kli of a panatis, but afterwards panatis was put into the kli, and the Mechaber is telling us that only a klipa of the panatis is aser. And the third way is the Shach, that the cheese fell on the actual panatis, but still the panatis is only aser a klipa, even though it's cham b'cham, because cheese doesn't spread more than a klipa. It's a special property of cheese. Then the Shach and Sifkot Lamed Gimel explains the second din of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, hot cheese that falls onto a plate of meat that was a binyomo is only also a klipa. And he says we're talking about where it was a dry cheese, and a kli will only also something dry, a klipa. It's at the end that we'll see in Siman Kuf Hei Sif Zayin that we see that a kli does not need rotab to take it out. Nonetheless, it only answers a klipa if you put something dry in the kli. This is the same din, as we mentioned before, that we saw in Siman Samach Tes, Shach Sifkot Samach Dalad, and in Siman Kuf Hei, Shach Sifkot Chav Gimel. That's Sif Ches. Let's see Sif Tes. Mechaber says in Sif Tes, Bishlu Dvash B'machves Shal Basar Bas Yoyma. If you cooked honey in a binyama meat pan, very cool, cham B'kaira Shal Cholab Bas Yoyma, and you poured it hot into a binyama milk plate, mutter. The plate is mutter, Mishim Dehavi, Noisintam, Noisintam, the table. Was it a nap or not? This is really nogea to the next simon. In any case, we see from here that according to the Mechaber, if I pour parv from a meat pot into a milk pot, it's mutter. Because it's nois and tam and nois and tam. One taste transfer from the meat into the pot, the second taste transfer from the pot into the parv food, so now the food is a nat but not. So if I pour it now into the opposite mun, it's mutter. Problem is that over there, similar to the case, if Gimel the Ramah says that if I pour parv from a meat pot into a milk utensil, it's aser. So why over here is it mutter? So let's see the Shach, Sifkot Lamed Dalad. Mutter. The Mordechai himself brings a different reason that over here it's mutter. Because meat doesn't give a good taste into honey. Rabbi Yosef Kosov Alav, Yosef says on this, Veli Nira, and the Machon that says Veloi Nehira, it's a mistake. It should say Veli Nira, it seems to me. That even if the meat would give a good taste in the honey, mutter mishum not banat atera. It's mutter because of a not banat. Ad kan l'shenet. That's the Beis Yosef. Vimken muchach da ayrishi viku beivoy v'loy pasak hakiluach. We see that it's talking about we report it directly in an uninterrupted flow. The lavken b'lav hachibshita d'shoi. Because if it would be nifsak hakiluach, it would be mutter. We could la'el simen samaches sif yud simen sarak beis sif zayin ba'agon. That we saw in Siman Sarak Beis that Iwish and Ifsa Kakiluach has a din of a kli sheni, which according to the Ramah is mutter b'di'evit. So the Shach says, V'imkein al kochok tzoruch leimer d'lo yishoi el ha'dvash. We have to say that only the honey is mutter. The filu mando osu l'kamon, Siman Sarak Hei, dogum shenis bashlo b'kadeiru shel basur. Loch lam b'kutach, even according to the Ramah that says that fish that's cooked in a meat pot, you cannot eat it with the milk dish. Ha'shoi ha'sam le'echol b'kli shel chorov. Even according to the Ramah, it's mutter, you can put parv that was cooked in a meat pot onto a utensil of milk. So the food would be mutter. Aval ha-kaiwa osur, but the plate is osur. L'das ha-rav ba-goz yom sif gimel. According to the Ramah and sif gimel, like we mentioned, the plate is osur. Shekos of dim, iru miklevishin shol basar al-kli cholav, dina k'klevishin v'oisu ha-kli. If a pour from a klevishin of meat onto a kli cholav, has a din of a klevishin and the kli is osur. So according to the Ramah over there, that iru is osur, so over here too, the kli should be osur. So the Shach says, "V'lekalameimer de mekol makom shori mitam shekosav amorachai." Over here, it should be mutter because of the reason of the Mordechai that meat gives a bad taste to honey. So the taste in the kli is a nice time of gum, and therefore the plate should be mutter. You can't say that. The hakosav harav lekamon simen kuf gimel sif dalad. The Ramah writes in simen kuf gimel that makom shein hefsed meruba yesh lahachmer leimer de shemnunes bedvash loy havi nice time of gum. Then in a place that is no hefsed meruba, we say that meat fats and honey do not give a bad taste. And therefore, over here will be aser. Ve'efshar d'mayri hacha, v'mashgam mad, ha'aser midvash, nevechai gavna l'kuli amay nosin tam lefgam, k'moshe kosov v'rav. So it comes out a question over here, why doesn't the Ramah argue? According to what he says, that iroi asers, and unless it's efsim ruba, we say that meat does not give a bad taste to honey. So why doesn't he argue? So Shach says that over here could be talking about a liquid, it's called mad, that was made from honey, and then in such a case, everyone holds it's nice and time of gum. Much a kosher rav sham, v'chein kosher ma'aril, b'hagoyis shavidoyra, semen chofbez, it's also how the ma'aril says, d'b'ochim ma'ir ha'morecha b'shemri. So the Shach says, ochin mistimus lashon ha'machaber, mashma d'afilu ha'kaira mutter. From the stam lashon of the machaber, it doesn't seem like it's talking about mad. It seems like it's talking about actual honey. And we see that even the pledge is mutter according to the machaber. V'im kein loy habilei lo ha'rav, listem kavasei. And therefore, the Ramah should have argued on the Mechaber. So the Shach answers, "V'ulai kiven deyeshkan tautim l'mal yusa." Since we have two factors to permit it, "Tafilu b'nizbashlu harbi poiskim b'Mechaber machlala matiram lachlam b'kutach." That even by cooking not by not according to the Mechaber, it's mutter. If you cooked parav in a meat pot according to the Mechaber, you can eat it with the opposite min. Therefore, certainly pouring into the opposite kli is mutter. "V'chein yesh poiskim deshamnunis b'dvash havinesen tal mefgam." And we have Paiskim that say that Shemnunis gives a bad taste to honey. That's the Mordechai. Therefore, Shari Ladaf Sarav Afilu HaKaira. Therefore, the Ramah says that even the Kaira is mutter. Since we have a combination of two factors, we have those that say that not by not is mutter by Bishul, and therefore pouring won't answer the Kli. And we have those that say that Shemnunis and honey are nice in time of Gam. So in combination of two factors over here, the Ramah doesn't argue on the Mechaber, and he would hold that even the plate is mutter. Finally, come on, Simen Kuf Gimel, Sif Beis. I'll go and see it in Simen Kuf Gimel. That's Simen Tzadik Dalet.